Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Thrilled to have on the phone with me now Sonny Wilkinson, who is a brilliant jazz performer, vocalist, well known in the Lansing area and throughout the United States with many performances and albums. Good evening, Sonny. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Well, I'm great. It's a beautiful day, and we're getting underway with our final preparations for our concert tonight.
Well, why don't you tell folks about this concert this evening? It will happen at Perspective 2 this evening at 7 o'clock. There's some changes coming to the program you've been involved with at MSU. Why don't you start with telling us about those?
Sure. Well, I have taught at Michigan State for 18 years, and seven of those years have been full-time developing the vocal jazz program as part of the jazz program at Michigan State. And due to financial duress and the mandate from above to cut 20% of our budget across the board, my vocal jazz program is being eliminated. So this is my final year teaching. We stopped taking majors a couple of years ago, unfortunately. So where we had a really robust program a year ago, now our majors are dwindling. So that's sad. And it's also very sad to me that the opportunity for young people is being taken away. It's sad. And, but the good thing is we have some tremendous young people still involved and creating up a storm, and we're going to celebrate them tonight.
Well, and that is so true. There are about eight students in the current vocal jazz program, and a few returning ones as well.
That's right. We'll have four alumni joining us on a concert, joining us singing with us, as well Jonathan Reed, now who is one of the great choral people here at Michigan State, is going to be sitting in with us on electric guitar of all things. Mm-hmm. And Randy Gillespie, one of our jazz faculty, may be joining us as well. So it should be festive.
Well, it very festive. I have had the pleasure of seeing you perform live before, so I know what a treat that is. So I encourage, of course, anybody in the area to come in tonight at Perspective 2 in Old Town. Are tickets still available? I should ask that before I encourage that.
Oh, absolutely. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at the door, and they're $5 for students and seniors, and I guess it's okay to say the price?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and $15 for adults.
Well, it's certainly money well spent, that's for sure. It's just the vocal jazz program that's being eliminated at MSU? There's still some other jazz programs that will be available for students?
Oh, that's correct. It's just the vocal jazz part of the major that's being eliminated, not the instrumental side.
Now, was it low student count? I mean, I'm confused at how they picked and chose.
I know. Well, no, it wasn't at all. I had my quota of majors every year, and the program was expanding. And I have students that are international stars these days. So it was not the quality of the program. It was because I'm a non-tenured faculty, and non-tenured faculty are the first hit. And to be honest, jazz is not exactly a mainstream program, and vocal jazz is a fringe program of that. So, and truthfully, I think there is some short-sighted thinking that there in the university system there is such a propensity for tradition-steeped programs and not very much far-sightedness as far as programs that might be a little more contemporary. And truthfully, it's a big mistake if you ask me.
Well, I'm sure students have said so, and there was a recent article published about this performance this evening in City Pulse where some of your students talked about that. They talked about the art of making music. Maybe you can kind of comment on that.
My sort of philosophy is this. You can't teach anybody anything, really, especially about the arts. What you can do is advocate and give them ideas and sort of point them in the right direction, or not right direction, point them in a direction so that they can explore. So we deal with vocal technique, we deal with artistry, we deal with listening to the great masters, but most of all, hopefully exploring the depths of their own style so that they can sort of come into their own as musicians. That's what I like to do. That's the way I like to work with students.
Well, definitely. What about your plans from here? You mentioned in the article that I just mentioned that a full-time teaching position takes up an awful lot of time. You're a recording artist. You record and tour as well.
Well, thank you. And that is the truth. And I am very excited about the future. It's not that I haven't enjoyed my time here. I've loved it. But I'm taking on brand new management that's very adventurous and fabulous. So I've got a half a record in the can. I'm going to finish that. I'm going to get out and concertize until they get the hook when I'm 90 and pull me off the stage. And I'm also going to be taking students. I have students coming in from Chicago and Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids. And I'm going to still be teaching because it's one of my dearest loves. So.
Well, that's the good news for folks, though. It may not be through MSU, but those who want instruction from Sunny Wilkinson can still get it.
Yeah, thank you. That's very kind.
What will folks hear tonight at this concert?
Well, kind of a potpourri of things, from cart swinging stuff to bebop to funk groove to Latin. I have one of my students standing right here who's a great singer. Do you want to say hello to Devin?
Hi, Devin. How are you?
This is Devin.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, Devin. Good to see you. I was just talking to Sunny about the kinds of things you're going to be performing this evening. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a duet that I'm singing that's called Janine. It's like a hard swinging tune, real hip, really cool harmonies. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Well, I'm feeling that energy through the phone even. Looking
that's
forward
my goal.
To it, well, and that's what Sunny imparts to all of you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's great. Good luck tonight, Devin. I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was a little slice, huh?
I like that. I love that.
Yeah.
I like going with the flow. I'm feeling an energy from Devin, and I'm guessing that's throughout the performance this evening.
Oh, I sure hope so. Yeah, he's a really talented singer and phenomenal lyricist.
Well, you have done very well with the group. I know that they're sad to see that portion of it end, but we'll take what they've learned from you. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of folks have taken what they've learned from you and are doing some really wonderful things throughout the country. Tell me about some of the folks that you have out there that you're aware of what they've done with their profession.
Well, I'd love to. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be acknowledging some of these former vocal jazz ensemble members tonight as well. Well, I would say our biggest star in our crown here is beautiful Tiffany Gridiron. She is a star in Japan. She goes by Tiffany. She's working on her eighth record, and she's just doing fabulously over there. She's got great management and a lot of publicity. Ashton Moore is another student. He's singing in Japan now, and they're both well and healthy, by the way. Ashton sang for Obama when he was here. He sang the Star Spangled Banner, and he's recording and singing over there. We have people in Chicago. We have people in Los Angeles. We have people in Seattle, and numerous people making their life teaching music, singing jazz music, and writing their own music, making their own records.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. Sunny, well done, and have a great performance this evening, and looking forward to hearing from you and talking with you in the future.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. You've been delightful. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with jazz singer Sunny Wilkinson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.